This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get started in our study in Jeremiah. We are at the 15th chapter. If you'd like to turn over to the 15th chapter, we're going to continue our study. And hopefully we'll get right into it. And it's been a good study, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to continue right here in the 15th chapter with the first verse beginning. Then the Lord said to me, even though Moses and Samuel were here to stand before me, my heart would not be with this people. Now that is something. When Moses and Samuel, if they were standing right here, it wouldn't make a difference. God is saying here, my presence, it would not make a difference. Let them go. And it shall be that when they say to you, where should we go? Then you are to tell them, thus says the Lord, those destined for death to death, and those destined for the sword, those destined for famine to famine, and those destined for captivity to captivity. God has already made up his mind, and there is no backing out of this situation. Now, this is a sad situation, folks, when God refuses to hear a prayer. He has already turned them over. He's already judged them. And certain things, when they're judged, they're judged. That's just the way it is. And you can't reverse it. And that's a sad situation, but it is true. I will appoint over them four kinds of doom, declares the Lord, the sword to slay, the dogs to drag off, the birds of the sky, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. I will make them an object of horror among all the kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. Indeed, who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Who's going to have pity on you? Moses and Samuel were two of the greatest prophets that ever lived. And like Jeremiah, both interceded between God and the people. Exodus 32:11, Numbers 14:11-20, 1 Samuel 7:9, and it goes on and on. Intercession is often effective, but in this case, it will not be of any effect. Now, the goal of these destroyers was to destroy the living and devour the dead. This would happen because of Manasseh's evil, actually Manasseh's evil reign, and the people's sin. That's in 2 Kings 21, and verse 1 to 16, 23 to 23, 26. And the destruction would be complete. The people may have argued that they should not be responsible for Manasseh's sin, but they continued what Manasseh began. They just continued. There were a continuation of his sin. Now, it would be different if they tried to change it, but they didn't. They continued in it. And they, if we follow corruption and continue the corruption, we shall suffer the ultimate consequence of that corruption. And knowingly, we can't excuse it anymore. And let's read on. I will make an object of horror among all the kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh's sin. The Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. He was the son of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah was a decent king. He was a good king. Indeed, who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Or who will mourn for you? Or who will turn aside to ask about your welfare? You who have forsaken me, declares the Lord, you keep going backward. So I stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I'm tired of relenting. Can you imagine a God saying such a thing? Well, God said, hey, I'm tired of it. You know, have you ever had your mother or your father just say, hey, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of it. I'm done. Have you ever had that? Well, in this case, God got tired of it, and he just said, that's it. That's it. I'm done. And that was the end of it. So hopefully we'll get some insight from this passage, because it's very, very serious. And once this happens, there's not much you can do. Once this happens, it's God has put it into motion, and we do not want to pressure or actually put God in a position where he's not going to listen to us anymore. And you say, well, God's grace is far beyond that now. Well, you think maybe it's gone, or you think maybe it's inevitable that he's going to hear. Well, I'm telling you what, folks, there comes a time that God can just give up. And that time is almost here. We can't think that we're beyond reproach, because we always have to depend upon the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that's going to get us through. I will make them an object of horror. And that's the thing that it's that's going to keep us in a place of forgiveness. It's hard to understand this particular passage, because God give these people over. And in the New Testament as well, there will be people that are given over, and given over to a reprobate mind. And this is something we all ought to be having an awareness of, at least. You know, we think we're so good sometimes. Oh, I'm better than the rest one, or I'm better than the man down the street. No, you're not. Nobody's any better than anyone else. The only thing that makes us good is the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what makes you good. The Holy Spirit is the only thing that can make you clean, that can make you into a person of integrity. And a person that can walk after the Spirit is far, far better than anyone that's trying to do it in the flesh. They'll never do it in the flesh, because it's impossible. If it was possible, there'd be a lot of people saved without the blood of Christ, but there's nobody that has been thus far from the beginning of the world. Nobody has been saved by their own efforts and their own works and their own accomplishments. Nobody. The only one that can save us is Jesus Christ. We've got to realize that. And realize that your good works are, at its best, filthy rags. And that's it. Well, let's continue reading. And it says, you keep going backwards, so I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I'm tired of relenting. I will winnow them with a winnowing fork. At the gates of the land, I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people. They did not repent of their ways. Their widows will be more numerous before me than the sand of the sea. I will bring against them, against the mother of a young. I will bring the against them a winnowing fork at the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I'll destroy my people. They did not repent of their ways. Their widows will be more numerous before me than the sand of the seas. I will bring against them, against the mother of a young man, a destroyer at noonday. I will suddenly bring down on her anguish and dismay, She who bore seven sons pines away. Her breathing is labored. Her son has set while it was yet day. She has been shamed and humiliated. So I will give over their survivors to the sword before their enemies, declares the Lord. Woe to me, my mother, that you have borne me as a man of strife and a man of contention to all the land. You know, it's a shame that these people didn't properly repent. Look at what happened. And you know, people, we live and learn by example. Let's look at this and let's just learn that this is an example of what happens when a person will not repent. I have not lent, nor have men lent money to me, yet everyone curses me. The Lord said, surely I will set you free for the purpose of good. Surely I will cause the enemy to make supplication to you in a time of disaster and a time of distress. Can anyone smash iron from the north, or bronze? Your wealth and your treasures I will give for booty without cost. Even for all your sins and within all your borders, then I will cause your enemies to bring it into a land you do not know. For a fire has been kindled in my anger, it will burn upon you. Well, the fire and the anger of God has been kindled. Now, the only thing in today's redemption that's different from these people is that we have the blood of Christ. But if you don't get under it and don't partake of it, and you don't take full advantage of the blood of Christ, the same basic thing can happen again. The same thing. Why? Because the only thing that can stop it is the blood of Jesus Christ. Everything else, same God, same Bible, same judgment, same everything. But the only difference here, folks, is the blood of Jesus Christ. He, upon the cross, took your sins. That is the difference. Can you receive Him today? Let's do it right now. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Save us. Cover us with your blood. Forgive us. Cleanse us. And let us repent. We repent of our own free will. And we receive that salvation of God free in Jesus' name. Amen. That's our time for today, folks. If you like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com, and you can find them again and listen to them again. Please write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.